Hello, this is Pete Beck III with ThirdPeter.com. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of my new biblical cosmology series. This one is entitled Presuppositions. Presuppositions are things we believe without needing or being able to provide concrete proof. For example, we believe in God without being able to prove empirically his existence to anyone else. We may have what we consider to be good reasons for believing in him, but we cannot adequately prove he exists to someone else. Ultimately, it comes down to revelation and faith. Likewise, those who believe that God does not exist must maintain that position without proof as well. Both faith in God and atheism are presuppositions that influence our thinking and worldview. As I attempt to provide a basis for establishing a proper biblical cosmology, I will rely upon certain presuppositions. Number one, the first is that I believe that God exists. Two, the second is that he gave us the Bible, which according to its own testimony is absolutely true. We can rely upon every word. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Three, the third presupposition is that we should take the words of the Bible literally unless it is clear from the context that we should not. This third point becomes extremely important when we look at such passages as the first chapter of Genesis. We should not twist the scriptures to make them mean something different from the original intent, although prophetic scriptures can have multiple meanings too. 2 Peter 3:16. The fourth presupposition is that the Bible can be used scientifically. It is not merely a spiritual book communicating spiritual and moral truths, but found wanting when it comes to practical scientific truth. This means that we cannot assume that its words should be taken phenomenologically instead of factually when it comes to such passages as Genesis chapter 1, 2 Timothy 3:16. Putting these four presuppositions together, we can simply say that God says what he means and means what he says. He never lies or dumbs down what he says, assuming that we are too dense to understand. Numbers 23:19. Many times, God does not tell us everything we want to know, but what he does tell us is the truth. Instead of believing the theories and assertions of pagan and atheistic astrophysicists, I will use the Bible to explain the nature of the cosmos and the design of the earth. Romans 3:4. The Bible teaches us that we have an adversary called Satan who is a liar. Jesus said that no truth dwells in him. John 8:44. The Bible also tells us that he deceives the whole world. Revelation 12:9. The world lies in his power. 1 John 5:19. Except for those who belong to Christ. 1 John 5:5. I believe that there is a worldwide satanic conspiracy to deceive the masses regarding the design of the cosmos in order to hide the existence of the Creator and convince people that the Bible is unreliable. Psalm 2, verses 1 through 4. I believe that God is revealing the truth about these things in order to awaken the people of the world to his existence and convince us that the Bible is absolutely true in order to lead us to place our faith and allegiance in our Lord Jesus, the Messiah. It is my hope that this series of articles will assist you to come to a better understanding of the shape and design of the earth and cosmos as revealed in the Bible and confirmed by empirical scientific proofs. Thank you for listening. God bless you.